It's interesting. Anyway, you start with a small group, so you do all the work yourself, right? As the organization grew, they're still trying to take care of everybody. And all of a sudden, the apostles come, call the disciples and say, look, this isn't good that we're doing this. Here's a point. This is a great organizational point. The leadership, the apostles, decided to stay focused on their calling. God had called them to prayer, to be the leaders of this church, and they were getting sucked into all of the detail, all the minutia that can happen when something starts to grow.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a conference speaker and coach, and your advocate for the family. This is day 4 of Dr. Randy's series, Pursuing a Dream Worth Finding. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and I do welcome you here to our broadcast studio today. We'll take you over to the teaching studio in a moment and continue on this day number 4 in the Personal Growth series on pursuing a dream, actually going after it, acting on the dream that God has placed in your life. And we're using the book of Acts, the first church, the first century church, as an example of an organization, looking at it from an organizational standpoint. How do you pursue a dream? And I'm going to go back and start talking about a couple in that church, like you can have in any organization, that were deceitful. They were lying. They're not being honest. And it was undermining the whole body, and it had to be dealt with. And that's true. If you have a dream, there's going to be people sometimes that are going to try to undermine that dream. You got to be very careful of it. And we'll get into that in just a moment. Also, a reminder, we're on the downside of this month of September, running out of time. Great time, in fact, important, essential time to register for that Thrive Conference for families and business. Get on over to theintentionallife.com right now, okay? Hey, just before I start my session, Donna from Missouri took time to share a story how it took 35 years to get started on her dream. Take a listen.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. My name is Donna. I'm in Missouri and wanted to comment on the woman who really wanted to be a school teacher and wasn't sure about going back to school and 47 years old and kids and all of that stuff. I just want to encourage her. I am 58 years old and it took me 35 years to get my bachelor's degree. I finished my bachelor's degree 3 years ago at the age of 55. My degree is in psychology, and I decided that wasn't going to be enough to get me where I wanted to go. And again, I do seek to live very intentionally. So I decided at the age of 55 that I would get my master's degree. 3 days from now, I will complete my master's degree. It's in organizational management and human resources. I love human resources, so I finished my master's in 3 days. I'm very excited about it. You can do it. And again, you have to be very intentional, very proactive, and take it one class at a time, and it's possible. And thank you for your ministry. It has made such a difference in my life and in my heart. So thank you very much. Lord bless.
You know what? We make becoming a Christian today so easy. The reality is, if you give your life to Christ, you're a transformed person. And there's a level of responsibility. And we're going to be held to a different standard as a result of it. And I think the story here that we see of this couple is that this new church with these people who are starting to really follow Christ, you can't tolerate that in an organization. That would have destroyed that church, see? And I think God gives us this story to help illustrate that internal dishonesty will make the organization weaker. We see it, you know, on some of the Bible characters. Samson had Delilah, right? Jesus had Judas Iscariot. Who do you have? Who do you have in your life that's just not honest? Now, I mean, we all have moments when we, you know, we struggle with things, but I'm just talking about having that as an issue. And you and I know when that becomes an issue, it's a problem. And here's a point. It's a hard saying, but I believe it. Get dishonest and disloyal people out of your organization. And I have to say, even in your own personal relationships, if you have a dream or you have someone in your life who's just not disagreeable, disagreeable people can make us stronger. Dishonest people will make you weaker and will destroy the fabric of any organization. Well, let's see. I think we've got a couple more here that we can get to. Let's look at Acts chapter 6. We're talking about what do we learn from this New Testament church, this brand new organization that's growing, that we can use in pursuing the dream that God's given us in our home, our family, business, whatever it may be. Acts chapter 6, verse 1 through 8. Now, in those days, this is interesting. You got this exploding church, right? By this point, you've got thousands of people in this new organization, this church. Now, in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a murmuring against the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. So this church had everything in common, and they were going from house to house, and they were feeding and serving and so on. And you had one group who was saying, this group is being treated better than us. Hello? Does that sound like an organization? That's not fair. And that's what's happening here. You got one group complaining to the apostles, things aren't being treated as, it's just not fair. Our widows and our women are not being treated as well as the Hebrews are. And listen to how they responded. This is so cool. This is so right in line with where we need to be when it comes to pursuing a dream. Then the 12, the apostles, the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. It's interesting. Anyway, you start with a small group, so you do all the work yourself, right? As the organization grew, they're still trying to take care of everybody. And all of a sudden, the apostles come, call the disciples and say, look, this isn't good that we're doing this. And then they go on to say, therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom, whom may appoint over the business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Here's a point. This is a great organizational point. The leadership, the apostles, decided to stay focused on their calling.
In a moment, Dr. Randy Carlson continues today's teaching, Pursuing a Dream Worth Finding. This is part of Dr. Randy's September teaching series on personal goal setting. Find out more about the series and how you can receive a copy of this complete teaching or all the teachings for the entire month at theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-888-1717 and press option 4.
Does your faith match up with your actions? Are you walking the talk of your faith?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Dr. Randy Carlson, founder of the Intentional Living Center.
When our lives demonstrate God's heart and hope for the world, it's an indicator that we trust Him to help us live the life He has called us to. So everywhere we go, we tell everyone about Christ. The Lord has given us three simple but powerful resources that we can draw on daily to help us live what we believe. First is prayer. In other words, spend time with Him in prayer every day. Second is His Word. Read the Bible to develop your relationship with Him. And third is the experiences of others and ourselves as we see God's faithfulness in action. These three things help us walk the talk and thrive in our faith. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
In Paul's letter to the Colossians, he said, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now that's a great goal, albeit a bit broad. But the great thing about intentional living is that it will help you to put together and pursue specific and godly goals for your life. You'll find our featured teaching to be both practical and biblical, and it will help you to be intentional as you find and pursue your God-directed goals and dreams. Get the complete teaching on CD with our thanks when you give a gift of any amount to the ministry. And when you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you'll receive this teaching plus two more, Finding a Dream Worth Pursuing and Pursuing a Dream Worth Finding. That's three practical full-length teachings on three CDs from Dr. Randy when you become a member. And as a member, you'll receive more great teaching CDs every month. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call 1-888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4.
Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you heard on the radio today, but all sessions for this entire series. Just go to theintentionallife.com to find out more. Also, Dr. Randy has written intentionals associated with today's program, and we'd like you to have it free. Just go to the Inspiration tab at theintentionallife.com and click on Intentionals. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
Here's a point. This is a great organizational point. The leadership, the apostles, decided to stay focused on their calling. God had called them to prayer to be the leaders of this church, and they were getting sucked into all of the detail, all the minutia that can happen when something starts to grow. And the message, I think, is, and I've been through this. You know, when I started in family life, when I started in the ministry, there was only a handful of us. I mean, literally, 5-6 people. We kind of all did different things, and we kind of do what God's leading us to. And then all of a sudden, you're in an administrative position, and all of a sudden, I'm having to do things that I'm not as gifted at or as interested in, maybe, but it's got to get done. And pretty soon, you start to see, you know what happens? You start to take on things that really aren't your strength. In fact, the Peter Principle says that we all tend to rise to our level of incompetency. That's the Peter Principle. In fact, Lauren Peter, he was a psychologist, Dr. Lauren Peters, where the Peter Principle came from. And it was put another way. Cream rises until it sours. I thought, that's kind of a word picture, isn't it? That in our lives, how many of us have gotten to a place where we realize we're out of where God has really gifted us? You know, what our thing is, what God has gifted me to do. One of the things I'm excited about at this stage of my life, having made the decision along with the board to be able to do more of this, teaching and sharing, because I think this is probably more in my sweet spot. This is more of what God has wired me to do. This is more of how I'm to fulfill my mission, right? But many times what happens with us is we do this, and we do it so well, they have us start doing this, which we're not as good at, because we think if you're good at this, you got to be good at this. And then you're doing this, and it's not as good as what it is here. And I think that's human nature. We all do that, because you know what happens is when someone does a good job, you want them to do more, because you always go to people who get the work done. And I think in a practical sense, this is a practical message. The apostles were getting sucked into doing stuff that wasn't what God had called them to do. And what's interesting is it says in the verses that follow, and the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. In other words, as they learn to delegate and say, hey, we're starting to build an organization here, and we're going to stay focused on what God's called us to do, things got stronger. Things started to grow even more. God was blessing this. This is a great organizational lesson, see? I would encourage this is a really practical matter in this ministry. Some of you might be thinking, you know, I'm kind of out of where I should be. I'm really kind of stronger over here. This is where I'm going to get more joy and passion than here. Well, yeah, but maybe this on the flow chart, this is this and this is that. Who cares? I mean, I know you care, but really, who cares? It's the small stuff. You know, I'm at a stage, and I understand, I'm at a stage where I can probably look at things differently than others can, and I understand that, but the reality is, at the end of the day, what has God called you to? And I say to every listener, every viewer, every team member who's supporting this ministry, God has gifted you in a certain area Build on your strengths. What has God called you to do? If you're a pastor, you be the best pastor you can be. But if you're a great teaching, you know, there are some pastors who are great teaching pastors and not so good at shepherding the flock. There's some men who can teach the word, but they're not necessarily good with people. And there's others who are really good with people, but may not be so good at teaching Scripture. And we all have different strengths and weaknesses. This makes sense? Am I hitting something that makes sense? And we see here in this church that instead of the apostles doubling down and saying, we're just going to work harder, they said, hey, find 7 men who can do this well. Because this is what we're doing. This is what God's called us to do. Go do that. Boy, what a great organizational lesson for us today. Staying focused on what's most important.
Wow, that's so true. Back here in our broadcast studio, as I was hearing that teaching again, I was reminded that if you go to the book of Acts and start reading this yourself and look at it through some new eyes, not only what God was doing and building the church, but how that relates to us today and building a dream or an organization or a family, the principles are 2,000 years still working today. And so I encourage you to do that. By the way, this teaching is available to you. We are in the mode and committed to sharing content with members of the Intentional Living family that can be transformational, and that's why we do this. And if you're not a member, come and join the several thousand members all across the United States who are supporting this ministry. And when you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, what's going to happen is you're going to receive not only this entire series, this lesson, but everything I've done on the personal growth setting, as far as pursuing a dream, finding a dream, and then also the series that we just talked about a little bit ago, Your Defining Moments. Plus, we're going to have ongoing teaching every month as a way of saying thank you for your support. We got a lot of information, a lot of things going on here at the end of September. So I encourage you, come and join us in monthly support. The Thrive Conference, September is almost wrapped up. We want you in on the early bird. We want you to be a part of this. Please get registered today. All that information there for you. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Thanks for your support.
Hi, I'm a single mother who just started going back to school full-time and working full-time. And it's really hard, and I want to get into math and science because that's what I feel passionate about. But at the same time, I want to make the world a better place. I want to serve God, and I'm not sure how to do that. And it seems that a lot of people frown on math and science and think it's not godly, or that you're not a Christian if you're into science. So I'm kind of just confused as to which route to go, but I do feel very passionately about science and math and also God. So that's my passion, and I'm working really hard, and my sacrifice is I don't see my daughter barely, and I'm always extremely tired from working and doing school, you know, 10 to 12 hours a day. So that's it. Thank you for listening. Bye.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thanks, Kurt, and welcome back to Intentional Living today. John Croyle's on the line, the founder of Big Oak Ranch, and sharing with great passion what God has called him for 40 years to do to help boys and girls, bringing them out of difficult situations and helping them grow up into becoming men and women of God. And John, tell us a little bit about what is it that you do at the Big Oak Ranch? What's the program here?
Well, here's an example. We take children 6 to 18, orphaned, abused, neglected, homeless. We don't take juvenile delinquents that murdered their parents last week. Nor do we take some little spoiled brat that just needs a knot jerk in his tail. We take orphaned, abused, neglected, homeless. Every child that's ever lived with us has heard the same 4 promises that I've given for 40 years. I love you. I will never lie to you. I'll stick with you till you're grown. And there's boundaries. Don't cross them. And that's really it. As a parent, if you give your child emotional support, truth, security, discipline. You'll raise a thoroughbred. I promise you will not raise a mule. And because of that, what we've learned, we've been blessed to have kids that have just gone on and done fantastic. Regrettably, we've got kids that chose poorly, and their life reflected those poor choices. And I tell the kids up front, choices create circumstances, and decisions determine their future. And, you know, I really appreciate, Randy, your approach to this, because we ain't talked about the book. I don't want to talk about the book, because there's folks listening to you and me right now that are drowning.
That's right.
And their families are in the toilet. Okay. And they don't know what to do. Quit asking God to change your husband, your wife. Quit asking him to change that 14-year-old child that's just giving you fits. Ask him to change you.
That's right.
There's the key. You get that right, then you're able to be used by God as his tool to fix that marriage or fix that parent-child relationship or to help that child. And remember, God also doesn't have a time frame either. There'll be a day, if you do it right and you're faithful, God will work in the heart of your child, and they'll call back and say, "Hey, Dad, I was listening even when you didn't know I was." It says in Luke 6:40, when fully taught, the student will become like the teacher. You remember, your children listen with their eyes. And so we've got folks right now that are driving down the road, and they're just saying, "I hate going home." You know what? When you walk in the door with that attitude, no wonder the house smells, because your attitude stinks.
That's right.
No matter what, you exemplify what you know is right, and it will come to pass the way God wants it to be.
Absolutely. Well, John, it's good to have you on today, and you've got passion for what you do. That's obvious and can articulate it very well. But let me say something about your book, because some listening may want to read more about your heart and your story. And you've written a book called The 2-Minute Drill to Manhood, A Proven Game Plan for Raising Sons. And we have information available at our website. Come to theintentionallife.com. TheIntentionalLife.com. Hit the highlights page and you'll get the information you need to find out more about John, his ministry, and the book. And some very practical things were shared today on today's program. I hope that those listening will sense that we need to have a backbone as parents to stand up, to do the right thing, to, with loving conviction, to set boundaries, teaching our children, take that kind of responsibility in our home. And John, I appreciate you being with me today.
Thank you so much, and I just appreciate the work you're doing and lives that God's changing through you. And let's do this again. This is cool.
All right. God bless you. And I'm starting to understand your accent. I'm starting to understand you, John.
Well, see, you're over there in Arizona. You talk a foreign language anyway, so we're going to get it fixed.
All right. Thank you, John.
Randy, thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
One of the things that I do very intentionally, and that is mentor people. As a person of gray hair and have seen a few things happen in my life, that I like to mentor young people, and that is taking the time to challenge them to do things that they would not see in themselves that they could do, but I see things that they could accomplish.
By the way, that is Troy Bancroft, and Troy is the president and CEO of Agroculture Liquid. And you say, what's that? Well, it's a business that supplies tremendous amount of help to farmers all across the United States with fertilizer. It's a growing business, an expanding business. But let me tell you something about Troy and Jill and their team. These folks are committed not only to excellence, but to being a Christian testimony in the workplace and in the community. They are living as a family. Their whole family is involved in this business. They're exemplary, not perfect, but exemplary in how families and business are supposed to work. None of us are perfect. And Troy and Jill have been so involved in the ministry. They participated in our last family business conference. And it reminds me that we're right on the cusp, as they say, of the upcoming Thrive Conference for Families and Business in Phoenix, Grand Canyon University, with a fantastic lineup. Jerry Colangelo, Dr. Kevin Lehman, Brian Mueller, president of GCU, Rick and Holly Beatenbow, myself, and many others. And boy, we want you in on the early bird registration discount. And the month of September is almost gone. This is the time to do it today. So go on over to our website, theintentionallife.com, and click on events, and you'll find it. Or you can just use the direct address, take you right there to registration, which is familybusinessconference.com, familybusinessconference.com. Don't miss out. You can stream this thing worldwide. Come to Phoenix, be live. Great day, October 26th.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I'd like to thank you for your show, Intentional Living. It has changed my life drastically.
And I just wanted to thank you so much for taking my call that day because it made all the difference to me.
And if it wasn't for your program, I'm sorry, I'm trying not to lose it. I don't believe I'd still be married.
I wish you could see me now. I wish I could show you how I'm not who I was. I used to be mad at you, a little on the hurt side too, but I'm not who I was. I was thinking maybe I should let you know that I am not the same, but I never did forget your name. Hello.
I just can't begin to tell you how your program, Intentional Living, has changed my life.
I've been completely overwhelmed ever since I started to listen to your message, how my life has changed as well as my children. I thank you so much.
And I just praise God every day.
The thing I find most amazing, an amazing grace, is the chance to give it out. Maybe that's what love is all about. I wish you could see me now. I wish I could show you how I'm not who I was.
Wow, thank you, Stephen, for putting that together. These are some of the many comments that come in, and of course, anybody appreciates a little pat on the back, but the reality is you're doing the work, and God is the one giving you the power, being filled by His Spirit, and we're just glad to be messengers carrying some of the water here for you, and that's what Intentional Living is all about. You know, this series on pursuing a dream worth following, I think, is one of the most significant topics that we've ever touched on, because if you have the right dream and you're pursuing it and it's from God, that's transformational. In fact, the Scripture says without a revelation from God, the people cast off restraint, to have that kind of clear revelation from Him for you. So come and join us. You know, if you're not a part of this team, monthly support, join us today, and we'll make sure you get all of the teaching, including this series on personal goal setting. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And I'll be here tomorrow as we wrap up this series on pursuing a dream worth following.